Hi, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy, and I am your host for this show today. I want to thank all the listeners for listening. I know a while back I had been doing an introduction talking about a group that I recently started connecting sober women with other sober women, letting each other get to know one another. And while I'm still doing that group, I want to more open my horizons and include men as well, because ultimately, my goal is to include not only women, but men, and have an environment where everybody can connect with one another and help each other stay sober. It's free. I just want to help people get out and help each other stay sober, because that's how I stay sober. And I just want to share that gift with everybody and anybody who's trying to obtain sobriety or is looking how to maintain their sobriety, because I can't stay sober by myself. And most of the alcoholics or people in recovery that I know also can't stay sober by themselves. So my ultimate goal is just to help everybody stay sober. Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to talk about stress. I mean, I've talked about it probably a billion times, well, it feels like it to me at least, before, but it's this never-ending thing that happens in life, no matter what. Doesn't matter if you're sober, not sober, trying to get sober, just relapsed, or you're solid in your recovery. You still encounter stress almost every single day, whether it's the huge triggering stress that brings that drink to the front of your mind, or if it's just the everyday, my kids won't go to sleep type of stress. This past few weeks have been crazy stressful. I always have this hard time when I'm feeling stressed. I don't like making podcasts because I don't want my voice to be full of emotion, which is kind of counterintuitive because the whole point of my podcast is to share my emotions, to share what's going on in real life with all of you guys, because I want to be real, I want to be honest, and I want to be truthful no matter what. But it's easy to say that, and do it is really hard. And I'm not completely over my emotions. I'm still extremely emotional, but it's not where I'm going to burst out in tears in the next second, which is what it's been recently, like crazy. But yeah, dealing with stress. Today marks 670 days sober. I am 22 months sober exactly on this day. The past 2 weeks, I have dealt with some crazy things. I've exhibited some bad behaviors, things I used to do when I was drinking, that vindictiveness, that self-sabotage, those things that you don't want to do when you're sober because you're trying so fucking hard to not go back to being that drunkard behaving person that you were before. But the crazy thing about recovery and being in recovery and being 22 months sober is I'm not cured. I'm not healed. I'm not 100% perfect, no matter how long I've been sober. And I know for a normie, if they look at a person who's been sober for a while, they may be like, well, why aren't you acting all great? Why are you acting like when you used to drink? Why are you doing some things or not telling me the whole truth or hiding things? Or why are you being a little bit bitchy? You didn't do that a few months ago, yet you're doing that now. Well, see, that's where the stress comes in. When we're stressed and we're facing all these life hurdles and all this shit, our easiest thing is to go back and do things that we used to do when we were drinking, because we did them for so long. We did them for years and years and years. And maybe at first they worked. And then even when they stopped working, in our head, they were still working. So if you're like me, you may find yourself in a situation and you may find yourself lying or misleading or not doing things the way that you actually want to do them, because you're scared, or you're living in fear, or you're discomforted, or you're just unsure of yourself. And instead of putting yourself out there and just doing what you know you should do, you resort to those old behaviors. Does that mean you're going back to the start of recovery? Does that mean you have to go back to steps 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 if you're working a step-based program? No, but what it does mean is you need to remember what you did. You need to make amends if you're into that. If you're not into that, you need to be aware. And it's good to be aware because you don't want to repeat actions as you gain sobriety. You don't want to repeat actions as you grow in life and learn new coping mechanisms. Because the whole point of being in recovery, at least for me, is I don't want to do the same shit that I did 5 years ago. I don't want to act the same way that I did even a year ago. Every day I'm sober is a day that I've learned something new about myself, about the way I react, and the way I handle things. I have some awesome epic days where I am like superwoman, and I have some days where I am like extremely agitated and impatient and angry and scared and lonely and all those halting things. That doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't mean that I'm not working my recovery. It means I'm a human and I'm a woman and I'm in recovery. And for fuck's sake, I know what I'm doing, but fuck, life is hard and there's no magic cure. And unless I do something different a little bit at a time, every single day, even when I feel like I just want to pull out all my hair and scream and go crazy, unless I do something different, nothing's going to change. Sure, I'll make fuck-ups and I'll make mistakes and I'll say things I regret. But I don't have to keep going on that same path. I can stop at any time. And that to me is the difference than when I was drinking. When I was drinking, there was no stopping me. So yeah, now that I'm not drinking, I don't have to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. When I make a mistake, no matter how painful and hard and difficult it is, and even if after making the mistake, I lie or try to manipulate my way out of it, I can still stop. I don't have to keep going in that same path. And that's why today I'm different than I was yesterday or the day before, because today and on this path, I know that as long as I keep working the right way, that things are going to change, because this is life. There's no simple, easy way to navigate it. There's no simple, easy way to navigate pretty much anything. But there is the solution. And the solution for today is that I'm not going to drink, no matter what. Because if I drink, that means I'm going to end up in that mental hospital again. I'm going to end up dead. I'm going to end up in jail. I'm going to break my kids' hearts. And that, above almost anything else, is too painful to contemplate. I can't do that to them. I may not have much self-love all the time for myself, but I have enough love for my kids to at least think they deserve better than that. And sometimes just having that little bit of nugget of self-worth or self-love or respect for your children is enough to keep you sober one day at a time. So if you're new to sobriety, all I have to say is, you may have screwed up yesterday. You may even be contemplating at this moment of drinking. But those cravings that you're feeling so intensely, they pass. It may not seem like they will. You may be in that moment where it's the never-ending agony, the physical craving, the sweats, the shakes, the mouth-watering. But that shit is poison. What other type of liquid can you think of will make you have such cravings? Such desire to throw away your entire life just to get a drink. What other things do that other than alcohol and drugs? Ask yourself that the next time that you're having a craving. And if it's still there after a few minutes, post, reach out, get out of yourself. I was an isolator. There was nothing that I loved better than going home after a day of doing probably nothing, let's be honest, and opening up a beer and drinking it. But see, that's not true happiness. There was nothing exciting or happy about that. There was nothing happy about me forcing my children to go to bed earlier so that mommy could get drunk by herself. Where's the happiness in that? You're not talking to anybody. You're not sharing your life with anybody. You're not doing anything. You're literally poisoning yourself. You're putting this liquid in your body that's making your stomach expand, your organs die, your body to change colors, you to sweat profusely, to smell bad, to sound bad, to act a fool, Or maybe you're a happy and outgoing drunk, but you know what? Everybody has that point when you go from being happy to just being sloppy and nasty. And I spent most of my life as a drunk. And as a drunk, I was that sloppy, nasty, mean, hateful, hurtful, mean person. And today I am a sober person who, despite life and its many triggers and ups and downs and easy days and fucking hard days, I'm sober. And for that, I am so fucking grateful. And on this 22-month mark, all I can say is I never, ever thought that I would make it 670 days sober. And so if you're sitting there on day one and you think you will never make it, I started at day one too. And when I started at day one, I couldn't fathom the thought of even 30 days. I literally had to stay in the moment. And I remember talking to a couple women. They live in Australia, and I am still friends with them to this day. And they would just talk to me for hours on end via text or via Facebook Messenger. And they would just talk to me and talk to me. It's like 2 or 3 a.m. in California, but it's whatever morning time in Australia. And they would just give me their time and patience and listen to me whine about how I couldn't sleep and whine about how horrible life was. So if you think you're all alone because you've isolated yourself for so long that you have no friends, that's the beauty of having online support. That's the beauty of going to recovery meetings. You connect with women, men, people who are all in recovery. They've all been in the same place that you are in now. Or even if you're 200 days sober and you're still finding yourself in these cravings, it's the same thing. Building connections and making friendships keep us sober. Isolation makes us drunk. Keeping secrets makes us drunk. Telling lies and hurting people lead us back to the drink. But being open and honest and changing our behaviors and changing the way we react and changing the way we act and changing and growing and healing ourselves and not forgetting the past but making peace with it is what's going to keep me sober today. I hope you guys have a great one. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.